action, not at all. But see, my went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking. Give me one pass them. Drip, drip, drop. There it goes an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face. We tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks. So click it to
Hour 3 out of bounds. William Quaggenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We're live in the Priority One Security Studios, where security is our first priority. Also, it's brought to you by our friends at First Team Sports. If you ain't first, you're last. Some of these are not first in this list, this ongoing list of celebrity that ESPN has put together. You want to run through the rest of those? Because we have a bit of breaking news.
We do.
Do we want to get to the rest of the list?
I'll run through it real quick, okay. And then we'll get to the breaking news. Here is your top 14 ESPN's top 100 most famous athletes in the world. Number 14, Floyd Mayweather.
Okay. More famous than Conor McGregor.
Yes.
That's interesting.
They have them four spots apart. Number 13, Novak Djokovic.
By the way, remember when they fought and it was an abomination?
Yes,
like
I do.
It shouldn't have happened. Yeah.
Also, that's Novak.
Djokovic. Novak Djokovic, yeah.
Djokovic. Mm-hmm. Djokovic. That's what I know him as. He brings in $30 million in endorsements a year.
Big deal.
Wow. There's a lot of tennis overseas players on this list. Mm-hmm. Number 12 is Serena. She's the only woman in the top 20. Maria Sharapova is at 21. Serena Williams, number 12. 28 million in endorsements a year, 10.7 million followers, a high search score.
Tennis is not a great spectator sport right now in America, but around the world it remains very popular. And the high-level athletes are always going to be marketable because you see their faces. You know what they look like. And because there is so much passion overseas, particularly in Europe, Australia, for the game of tennis, that it will continue to thrive internationally.
Speaking of international stars, number 11, and we just had a listener call in who is a big cricket fan, and he said the way to say it is cricketer.
Okay,
cricketer. Not cricketeer.
Okay.
He said also he was a big fan of Virat Kohli, who is number 11, who is apparently the most famous cricketer in the world. 17.4 million in endorsements a year, 37 million social media followers. Put that in perspective, Steph Curry has 19 million. Just think about that. And he is in India, and he's married to a famous Bollywood star. So they are the Tom and Giselle of India.
Okay.
He's a big deal. Number 10 is Phil Mickelson. Are you surprised Phil's in the top 10?
A little bit, although he has major endorsements that date back years and years.
Million a year in endorsements.
He has big time. And, you know, he does those like, he's in a different aura than some of these other. He's doing like arthritis commercials and stuff. Like,
and they're very lucrative.
You can't make it up. Like, I mean, it sounds disrespectful to like point that out, but that is kind of where Phil Mickelson's getting endorsed. It's like retirement fund, you know,
that's
like those
demo
kind of companies and you know, that kind of stuff. Also, his Callaway. I think Callaway's his
Callaway.
I mean, Callaway's been paying him a lot of money for a long time.
Here are companies he currently endorses, according to Wikipedia, so take it with a grain of salt. ExxonMobil, Rolex, Workday Inc., Callaway, Mizzen and Main. He's previously been sponsored by Titleist, Bearing Point, Barclays, and Ford.
Yeah.
And then he started doing Enbrel, the arthritis drug.
Yeah.
Those all sound like very lucrative endorsements.
Very lucrative. Big time companies paying him a ton of cash to endorse their products.
Number 9 is Steph Curry. 35 million in endorsements, 20 million followers on social media, 19.4.
And Under Armour.
Yes, and face of
That's
Under Armour.
That's a big one, yeah.
He is the third most famous basketball player, according to this list. Number 8 is Rafa Nadal, another tennis player.
Makes sense.
33 million in endorsements. He's number 8. Number 7 is Kevin Durant. 36 million in endorsements, a high search score. According to this list, he's the second most famous basketball player in the world. Number 6 is Tiger, who I think has fallen recently because of his lack of on the course success. But he still brings in 45 million in endorsements a year.
Wow.
It's insane.
That is crazy.
Roger Federer is number 5.
Okay.
40 million in endorsements. And then in the top 4, you have 3 soccer players and a basketball player. Number 4 is Neymar. Neymar has 90 million followers on social media.
Yeah. And Neymar, I think, like, Neymar will be around after Ronaldo,
I would think. He's younger than the other two soccer stars
trending. He'll be number 1 soon, I think.
And then number 3 is Lionel Messi.
Okay. He'll pass Messi and Ronaldo at some point.
Number two is LeBron.
Obviously.
55 million in endorsements, 40 million social media followers. And then number one is Cristiano Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo, I don't even know how to put this in perspective. He brings in 40 million in endorsement. He's the most searched athlete on this list. He has 121 million social media followers.
Really?
That's insane.
That's mind-blowing.
LeBron has 41. It's crazy. So there's the list.
That's totally absurd.
There's the list. Someone tweeted, is Dirk on the list? Dirk is not on the list. He didn't make it. Your first NFL player appears number... It's kind of far down here. I believe it's Tom Brady. Tom Brady at 38. That's your first NFL player.
Helmets.
Yeah, helmets, exactly. Helmets. Less
and
superstars.
A sport where there are hundreds of players, you know, as opposed to... Now, there are hundreds of players in baseball and basketball as well, but you don't see baseball players.
Odell Beckham is 53. Cam Newton's 54.
What's the highest baseball player?
Aaron Rodgers, 59. Baseball, I don't... let's see. I'll try to... I don't see him
I'm
in
just
the
thinking
top
internationally is hard. 40. Like, if you're going international list...
I'm going to find you a baseball player, Quack.
It's hard when you have, you know, 30...
Does cricket count?
No. 30 teams, 25 players on active, right? 750. Football, you got however many players at it, 53. I mean, plus...
Does Russell Wilson count?
As a baseball player? Touche.
Quack, I don't think there's a baseball player on this list. I don't see one.
I'm not sure there would be one.
Because it's such a domestic game.
It is a domestic game.
It's big in the Caribbean.
Right.
And the Dominican and all that.
But also, you need, and this is going to sound like a slight to Venezuela, the Dominican Republic, where a lot of those players come from. It helps when you have players internationally who are from countries that pour millions of dollars into the face of the sport. So, like, Ronaldo plays in the United Kingdom, where and Messi, and like when you play in the Premier League, you're talking about the highest level of the world and in a country that had like rolling in dough. Mm-hmm. So you're getting endorsements back home, but you're also getting endorsements where you come from. I just don't see baseball as that marketable, like individual in terms of individual athletes relative to other sports. Bryce Harper, you know, guys like that, they're getting paid to play. A-Rod was probably on these lists.
I was going to say, I think
he's
you had marketable. More transcendent baseball players. A few years ago, Derek Jeter would have been on there.
Yeah.
These are current athletes, by the way.
Right.
A-Rod would have been on there. I think Ken Griffey Jr. would
have
been on there.
Griffey would have been on there, yeah. Or, to you know,
you just had more stars.
Degree. Yeah.
Aaron Judge could get there, maybe, because he plays for the Yankees, but...
The potential exists.
And I don't know, Mike Trout, whatever. But, yeah, there's no baseball on here. You have... There's more NFL, like... Aaron Rodgers is 59th on here, and Blake Griffin's 64th, Russell Wilson, 81st. Alex Morgan, U.S. soccer star, 88th, because of soccer again.
Right.
Isaiah Thomas at 92, which surprised me. Lindsey Vonn at 95. And then, honestly, there's a lot of tennis and soccer people on here that I'm not sure I know who they are. But that speaks to the popularity of tennis and soccer on the world stage.
Thanks, Kelly.
Let's get to our breaking news.
Yeah, let's get to our breaking news. This is the preseason depth chart for Clemson football, the official one. Pre-August camp. So we got news.
BYOG, bring your own guts.
Yeah, bring your own depth chart. BYODC. Oh, you want to start with quarterback? Is that where people are starting?
I think we should. There's no surprise here, though.
No, there's really not. Kelly Bryant should number one. There's no or. There's no and. There's no buts. There, it's Bryant, then Trevor Lawrence, then Chase Bryce, and then Ben Batson, who's your fourth quarterback. Who probably will be, I don't know if he'll be on scholarship or if he'll just be a walk-on, but he's the fourth quarterback on your depth chart right now. At running back, you have Travis Etienne as your number one, and instead of being a timeshare between Etienne and Feaster, it's a timeshare as the backup between Choice and Feaster.
I think that's the biggest surprise.
That's interesting.
That is very interesting.
How about that?
Travis Etienne alone atop the running back depth chart. Completely by himself.
You have co-starters at one wideout between T. Higgins or Travion Thompson with DeAndre Overton as a backup. You have in the slot, you have Hunter Renfrow and then T.J. Chase and then Will Sweeney is your number three. You've got in the Artavis Scott / Ray McLeod role, you have Amari Rodgers as starter and then you have Cornell Powell or Darion Kendrick those two guys are the co-backups at the other wide receiver. Tight end, you have co-starters Mylon Richard, Garrett Williams, with Cannon Smith and J.C. Chalk behind them, and the very exciting pending presence of Braden Galloway on that depth chart, I think. Offensive line, I don't think there are any secrets here, although there is a position change sort of full-time on the depth chart here, as Sean Pollard, who we knew had worked at guard, is now a guard. Sean Pollard not even on the tackle depth chart right now, which is another piece of news. Your tackles, left tackle Mitch Hyatt, followed by Blake Vinson and Jackson Carman, redshirt freshman. And then at right tackle, you have Tremaine Ankrum, followed by Chandler Reeves and Noah DeHond. So a lot of youth there behind your starters. Your guards, John Simpson at left guard, followed by Matt Bockhorst and Jackson Carman, who's the backup at both left tackle and left guard. And then Sean Pollard is your starting right guard, followed by Cade Stewart and Zach Giella. How about that, Kelly? Sean Pollard no longer even in the mix at tackle, has moved full-time to guard. Very interesting there. And then at center, you've got Justin Falsinelli, followed by Gage Cervenka and Zach Giella. So there's your offense depth chart there for Clemson football. Also, just as a programming note, I'm not sure what it looks like in the ACC baseball tournament. I'm not sure if they have 50 minutes between the games or whatnot, but Louisville and Wake Forest still going on. Louisville now up 10-2, three outs away. So we'll still take you out to baseball at 2:45 for pregame, but we're not sure that the game will start until maybe 3:10, 3:15, somewhere around in there. And again, I don't know how much time has to pass between games. I'm not sure what the regulations are there. But Don and Bob know that, and they'll tell you in pregame. There's your offense depth chart. Any thoughts at all, Kelly? I think the two things that stand out to me more, the Feaster is sort of joined at the hip with Choice as a backup and not ETN as a starter. And then Pollard, nowhere to be found at tackle. He's now a right guard.
The biggest news for me is, without a doubt, the running back position. Etienne has cemented himself as the number one running back on the depth chart. There's no or. I think that is very interesting. I also think Darion Kendrick in there at one of the wide receiver spots, having an or with Cornell Powell right behind Amari Rodgers. That is as fascinating as one of the true freshmen, one of the very few true freshmen on the depth chart there. And specifically at a number two spot. He's technically at the number two spot. If you're going with the or. So I think those two things surprised me, specifically, though, the running back situation. That is very interesting.
Now on the defensive side, we have at defensive end, your two starters, Cleland Farrell and Austin Bryant.
What?
Yeah, right.
They both came back.
Stop the presses. Then behind Farrell, you have 62 guys at defensive end right there. You have Justin Foster, then Xavier Kelly, then KJ Henry, and then Richard Yergin, who's working his way back from the injury. Then Austin Bryant on the other end is followed up in the depth chart by Chris Register, Logan Rudolph, Xavier Thomas. So your backups, not KJ Henry and Xavier Thomas, but Justin Foster / Xavier Kelly and Chris Register / Logan Rudolph at end. That's the depth you have there, Kelly. I don't think it's going to look like that the first game or even the start of October, but that's where we are right now. A defensive tackle, not as much depth there, especially, I mean, there's a big gaping Josh Belcole in there, obviously. Dexter Lawrence or Albert Huggins, co-starters at the one tackle.
That's interesting.
How about that?
Do you think that's because Dexter Lawrence really wasn't available for much of spring?
Probably.
Because of injuries?
Because of injuries, and probably because we heard good stuff about Huggins, too. So maybe Huggins has played his way into that role more so than anything else.
Hard to believe Huggins is actually the older guy between him and Dexter Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. Senior. True senior. Albert Huggins. Then he is also Christian Wilkins' backup at the other tackle. Niles Pinckney, the backup for Lawrence / Huggins at the top of the depth chart, the one tackle. You have Huggins, Jordan Williams, and Darnell Jeffries behind Wilkins at the other tackle. So not quite as much depth at tackle as the 62 guys behind the starting defensive ends. But nevertheless, a lot of talent there. Then you move to linebackers at the Sam linebacker spot / nickelback. Look at this photograph. Isaiah Simmons, your starter at the nickel Sam. Behind him, Jalen Williams, and then Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones. He is your third string Sam linebacker. Mike will be Kendall Joseph. We thought maybe Kendall Joseph would stay on the weak side. We know Trey Lamar was there. But Kendall Joseph, the Mike linebacker, Trey Lamar, a second stringer now. Chad Smith, Judah Davis behind him on the depth chart. And you're starting Will linebacker right now, J.D. Davis, James Skalski, and Shaq Smith, the third stringers at Will linebacker. Any surprise there that a returning starter in Trey Lamar, who started a good many games last year, is now a backup behind Kendall Joseph, who's also a returning starter, who has shifted back to the mic?
I just think you have so much depth that not everyone can start, you know? That is kind of surprising, though. The shifts there, and odd to see Trey Lamar's name on the second string. That is a surprising
That's a little bit odd. Mm-hmm. You would think that, and I think it makes sense to assume that with Lamar and Joseph both coming back, that they would stay in their positions. But we also know that Kendall Joseph was the Mike linebacker 2 years ago. We know that he was the Mike linebacker when Ben Bulwer was the Will, and then moved out to the weak side with the emergence of Lamar last year. So there's got to be some reason for that. If for no other reason, then maybe Davis has emerged. Or you want to see with Joseph and Lamar, maybe both those guys need to be your Mikes. Maybe they're going to split the workload there, and you'd rather them not have to shift over different positions. That's very, very interesting. Let's see. The two corners, A.J. Terrell. In fact, we'll take a break. We got to go out to break. When we come back, we'll get the secondary and the specialists and then give broad, big picture thoughts. Also, by that point, hopefully Louisville will have put away Wake Forest. Two outs to go now in their game with Louisville leading 10-2 over the Demon Deacon. Short break. Final segment of the program today coming up next.
Memorial Day weekend is coming up, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca would like to invite you to save big money on a new mattress set. For 4 days only, come save up to 50% off the outlet's already low prices. Everything is on sale, and you still get your box spring free. Don't miss out on one of the biggest sales of the year, starting Friday, May 25th through Monday, May 28th, the Memorial Day sale at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
If you're looking for a truly unique gift idea for yourself or a friend, step inside Purple Haze. With locations in Clemson and Anderson, that's where I got my nose pierced, and so can you. After all, you're a leader, not a follower. So take advantage of the jewelry, posters, glassware, and more, like the huge drop in prices on a lot of their select inventory. Do like I did and get your nose pierced at Purple Haze. Truly unique and waiting for you. Purple Haze, with locations in Clemson and Anderson.
Dust up. Kick the dust up with a set of Toyo Open Country MTs from the Pendleton Tire Company. Get that stance you've been looking for with a rough country suspension lift and a set of Fueler XD wheels. Finish off that look with a set of Infab step bars, and don't forget the WeatherTech floor liners. Get it all done from the guys who know and love trucks, the Pendleton Tire Company. Call us at 646-3694 or check us out at PendletonTire.com.
Hi, I'm Johnny Murdoch from Ed Murdoch Superstores.
And I'm Daniel Murdoch.
At Ed Murdoch Superstores, we're a hometown dealership, so we're all about family, friends, and fun.
It's family because our family has run this business since 1989. The friends, well, our customers become our friends. They buy from us again and again, and we make sure they're well taken care of in our service department. And the fun, it's always fun to know you're getting the best price and service from a hometown dealer.
We have Ford F-150s discounted up to $13,000.
And also this month, we have 2018 Ford Fusions for a lease as low as $179 a month, or buy a new Ford EcoSport starting as low as $17,995.
Yeah, and we have great deals on Ford Fiestas as low as $14,995.
Ask any of our team at Ed Murdoch Superstores for more details.
We're located at exit 173 off of I-85 in Livonia, Georgia. Just cross the Georgia state line. And remember, if you don't buy from Ed Murdoch Superstores, you pay too much.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt. More than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/radio. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/radio. Lightstream.com/radio. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
They never lose their cool.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Yes. Final segment of the program today. Glad to have you with us. We don't even have time to sing. We don't have time to sing. Kelly's dancing, but we don't have time to sing. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Hendrick Honda Easley.
You better sing.
Go by and see our friends at Hendrick Honda.
You better sing.
This is an incredible opportunity to get with the only Hendrick dealer in the heart of the upstate. Okay, fine, I'll sing. Got time, but I don't mind.
Don't make me sing.
Okay, fine, you made me sing. Just a classic dealership experience. Their sales team, they're transparent, they're amazing, they're incredible. That service you get from the time that you drive it off the lot, you can come back, and it is unparalleled. Absolutely incredible. Our friends at Hendrick Honda Easley, just a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. They're very involved in the local community. Go check out the website, HendrickHondaSC.com. It's on Highway 123 right there, Cal Memorial Highway in Easley. Unbelievable. I can't say it enough. Can't stress enough how great they are at Hendrick Honda Easley, HendrickHondaSC.com. And the game is over. Louisville a 10-2 win over Wake Forest. I have the starting lineup for Clemson. I don't have a starting pitcher yet, but I saw, I think it was the Clemson Insider reported it'd be Spencer Strider, which again makes sense. It feels like a midweek game, midweek starter, Spencer Strider, and he's on generally decent rest. For this particular game. We'll get to that in a second to get you ready. But we'll get back to the preseason depth chart here. We'll go to the Northern Communication phone line as well in our last 10 minutes or so of the show today before Clemson baseball takes over. At cornerback, co-starters A.J. Terrell and Mark Fields at one corner, which is interesting. That says to me that Terrell has made a jump.
Mm-hmm.
Trayvon Mullen, the other one. And then to underscore the lack of depth there at corner, at both spots, you have LeAnthony Williams and Brian Dawkins Jr. as a backup. So you really only have five corners, true corners on campus, unless you use like Isaiah Simmons and count him as a safety,
right,
as one of your corners playing at Sam linebacker.
There's a lack of depth there. We know it. We've always known it in the secondary, and we'll see how it plays out this year. You always have to avoid injuries, which Clemson wasn't able to do as much last year, and obviously hurt the Tigers.
I think Van Smith's early departure to the NFL probably hurt too.
For sure.
The starters at safety, free safety Tanner Muse, strong safety Kayvon Wallace. Behind Muse, you have Denzel Johnson, Kyle Cody. And behind Wallace, you have Nolan Turner. So, again, the lack of depth in the secondary, a little bit of a problem, potentially.
So, which wide receiver will play some corner this year? Let's look.
Get out the boxing gloves. Your place kicker, Alex Spence or Greg Hugel. Interesting. Maybe that's more Hugel responding in his rehab and all that stuff than anything else. Will Spires, your starting punter. Carson King, the backup there. Long snapper. For place kicks, your long snapper is Patrick Phibbs. And for punts, the long snapper is Austin Spence. And then the holders are Will Sweeney and Will Spires. And no returners on the depth chart. So there you go. Outstanding. Any big picture thoughts on this before we head to the phones? Anything at all that we haven't already addressed?
The lack of depth in the secondary. The massive amount of depth at linebacker.
Right.
The lack of depth at defensive tackle. The massive amount of depth at defensive end. Those things stand out. Of course, like I said earlier, and I'm still going to harp on this, ETN at number one for the running back spot. That stands out to me tremendously. And then, of course, we know Trevor Lawrence, number two, behind Kelly Bryant. No one's surprised there. So not too many surprises, but a few in there. A few that can make it worth your while to look at this depth chart and kind of take it all in.
Clemson Baseball now has tweeted, this is interesting, our game now scheduled to start at 3:24 p.m., weather permitting.
Oh,
that's never
no.
good. Never good.
But we're still leaving at
2:40? We're still leaving, yes.
Well,
we're out.
2:39:30.
Right, in like 7 minutes.
Precisely.
Tiger Greg, final phone call of the show. Joins us right now. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's up, guys? I was sitting here listening, and I couldn't believe my ears. Now, don't get me wrong. Mr. Davis, the best linebacker that ever played for Clemson, I watched him win the national championship game in 1981. I was a freshman at Tri-County Tech, and I don't care what anybody says. He was the MVP of that game. He must have had 800 tackles at least, but, I mean, he was everywhere. And his sons are great ball players, and I know you know them personally, and they're even better kids. I know that by you've had them on, and I've heard you interview them, and they're just top-notch kids and good ball players. But you cannot make me believe Trey Lamar does not need to be on the field. I watched this kid play last year, and I just can't believe nobody has surpassed Trey Lamar. He's either in the doghouse or something else is going on, because Trey Lamar is an absolute beast. And I just don't understand why he's not listed as a starter. And I know it don't matter on Clemson if you're listed as a starter or not, because they play so many players that it really don't matter who you run out there first. But, you know, that guy right there, he could have probably went out this year and got drafted easily. I mean, I really believe that. And I don't understand why he's not listed as a starter. We're missing some kind of story there, I believe. I don't believe that JD has surpassed him as far as talent and ability. I mean, maybe he has. I don't know, so I can't say. I don't want to say that because it's wrong when you don't know. So I'm not going to say it because those kids are from great stock, and if they anything like their daddy, they're capable of anything. But Trey Lamar, I just remember the one sack he had on the guy from Florida State. And that right there just totally, that might have been the most crushing hit I've ever seen in my entire life. That looked like a Lawrence Taylor hit or it looked like Spencer Shuey on the guy from Ohio State or something like that. But, I mean, how is he not on the starting lineup? What's y'all's opinion on that? What do you think's going on there? Am I missing something?
Well,
am I seeing a guy?
Oh, do we?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. Thanks, Greg. We appreciate it. We got to run here in a couple minutes. I'm going to let you run. Okay. Appreciate the phone call.
I just want to hear what you got to say on
sure. that. Sure. Thanks very much. There could be a couple things. Lamar's been hurt, and so he's coming back from injury. So it may just be one of those things like Hugel is a co-starter. Hugel's a better kicker than Alex Spence. Hugel's going to be the first place kick of the season. Hugel's going to be the guy. I don't really think there's any question about that. He's going to be the guy.
Trey Lamar is going to play. He's going to see significant snaps. I think we can both agree on that.
Here's an interesting note, though. Would you believe that Trey Lamar last year played in 10 games, started 8. J.D. Davis played in 14 games, started 5, and played one more snap defensively over the course of the season than Trey Lamar did. 332 snaps, according to Clemson's official stats, as opposed to Lamar's 331. Now, again, that's spread across 14 games. So, per snap, Trey Lamar was more effective, except for tackles, where J.D. Davis had more solo tackles and more total tackles than Trey Lamar did. He had 37 to 30 first hits and 55 to 52 total tackles.